I see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your lights are shining free. I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. As many of you may know, this is a challenging time for light workers on Earth with so many loud voices talking. Much of the information that's coming down from the universe is very polarized in nature, with much about political dissent and social unrest. Know that we can rely on the information and the light workers to keep the spiritual focus with a spiritual work that has been given to you, and now you are giving to the people around you as you follow your destiny.
And your personal balance in your thoughts and emotions so that you can continue with your spiritual work as designated and assigned to you. BBS Radio and Let's Find Out is about giving you the strength and support to do that. We are here to provide information, to help you with your concerns, to answer questions, and to be there for you. The Let's Find Out staff and people who share with us on the show are interested in maintaining balance, caring, thoughtfulness, and healing as we proceed through these very difficult 10 years coming in the next decade. If you think that the changes around you have been exceptional and the energies have been unusual, brace yourselves. We're coming into a new decade, and this is only the beginning of a rough 10-year period with a shift, an upshift of very dramatic and powerful and life-changing energies. This energetic force is about destruction before reconstruction, as we reach deep into our souls and find out and establish a new way of living, a change in the way of living for the better of all humans and animals and plant life on this planet. We are fighting to preserve the earth, to make changes that are positive, and to live with the balance of love, peace, and harmony. Trust that. Know that. It is deeply appreciated that you are taking the time to listen to Let's Find Out. It is also appreciated that you are taking the time to hear any of the programs on BBS Radio. We are expanding, we've come a long way, and we have overcome the impossible by saying, so what? We have to forge ahead. And now, let's get on with tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and it is the last Sunday in July, and I hope everybody has had a great month. It certainly has been an interesting month with two eclipses. And now Frank and I have a surprise for you, because Frank and I are going to talk about how the magic is going to happen right after August 11th. What's happening August 11th, Frank?
Well, we're getting into actually, August looks like a real good month.
It is. And Jupiter goes retrograde on August 11th. And of course, that brings us the money, that brings us the girlfriend or the boyfriend, and it brings us anything, all that we've been working for since last September, because we've had so much going on. And Frank, don't you think this has been a fast year?
This has been very fast, actually, from November on of last year.
Yeah,
and the eclipses, the major eclipses, have been changing a lot of people's lives. People that were kind of being hesitant of change are starting to change. Even
plopped into it, whether they want it or not, right?
Yeah. Well, I think they needed a little push, and the cosmic energy has been doing it.
Well, the new moon is in Leo, and you know Leo likes to be center stage, number one. Hi, it's me. I'm a Leo. I'm the star. So that's what August is going to be. It's going to be a starry, starry month. And with Jupiter going direct, I say by the end of August, there's going to be new adjustments. There's going to be changes, but there's also going to be some startling other things. I think there's going to be extra hot weather and earthquake changes are coming.
And also a lot of movement. People have been putting off maybe trips and everything. And I see a lot of movement coming. And, you know, Jupiter's up there with philosophy, too. There could be a whole change the way people are looking at even the political scene.
Oh, the political scene is definitely changing this month because, you know, our president is a Leo. And Leo is also going to change other regimes in other countries. We just had that change in England. Remember, I had predicted we'd have a major country head of state change in July. And I know there were a couple of them. One of them was the Prime Minister of England.
So, well, you're going to see probably which they didn't want to do in China is a big crackdown.
Mm-hmm.
And also Venezuela, I kind of feel this is probably the end of their regime.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm on with Frank St. James tonight at Let's Find Out, and I'd love you to call in and ask a question of what you can expect in August, and we're here to help guide you. The number to call is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And we do have a caller, Frank. Her name is Cindy, and she's from New York. Her birthday is April 12th. Hello, Cindy.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome to Let's Find Out. Are you from that great city of Manhattan?
No, actually, I'm in upstate New York near Saratoga Springs, which is where a famous racetrack is.
I know exactly where it is. It's on the way to Vermont, Route 7 into Yeah, it is. That's great. I have friends that are going to be moving up there in about 6 months. It's a lovely
trip. It's beautiful up here.
It is. It's a lovely, and of course, you have the Saratoga racetrack. So what is your question tonight for Let's Find Out?
I have a couple of questions, if I could. My first question is about, I had to put a cat down last month, and he came into my life in 2012. He was an Aries also, and I feel like he was my soulmate. I mean, I love all animals, but there this was something special, so special about him.
Yeah.
And is he around me? Because I keep trying to have dreams about him.
Yeah, but you can't. You got time, Cindy. You've got to give everything about 6 months to process before that will happen.
Okay.
But I'll tell you this. It's a seven-year cycle that you had with him. And a seven-year cycle is always a Saturn cycle. What are you feeling, Frank?
I saw, as soon as she said that, there seems to be, I saw this man's hand, and he was holding the cat, cradling the cat in it. And I'm not sure who that is. But it's definitely a family member, and it's was it a she?
No, he was a he. Ivan the Terrible.
Oh, it was a he.
Yeah, Ivan the Terrible. Well, do you know who his previous owner was? Was his previous owner a man?
He was a rescue kitten. He was rescued from a basement and a cellar. Where the man that owned the house closed up the window, and he was, and the mother was trapped outside. So the babies were finally rescued, and they were all very ill, and one by one, they all died in our hands. Uh-huh. And Ivan was the only one that survived.
Well, and excuse me, but I'm feeling a father or a grandfather.
Yeah, my father probably.
And he's doing well, and he's around you. I think you're going to feel, just feel the rubbing against you, and getting his tummy
That's
rubbed.
That's what I'm looking
like
for.
That.
Yeah. And I do have another question. I have a son-in-law that I live right next to. I have an apartment up in his garage, and he is critically ill with, he has autoimmune hepatitis, and he's not handling it very well. And all the problems in my apartment and next door to him are really stressing him out. Am I going to be forced out of my apartment because he can't handle having anybody here?
I don't feel it. It's going to be, you know, numerology-wise, you're in your eighth year of a nine-year cycle. And so there are ways of solving this problem.
Yep.
And it's a good earth year for you.
Okay.
Do you know that if you play music that you can calm him down just by playing the music?
Calm my son-in-law down? Well, my son-in-law...
It doesn't matter. There's no arguing. I'm just telling you. Because it will create a vibration that will flow through the entire house, and it will calm him down.
Right.
This
I'll
might
tell
be
my daughter that.
But there's two ways to do that. One, there's a song called Ardas, A-R-D-A-S. It's a mantra. It's the oldest mantra known. And if I were you, I would be playing that all the time with the windows open. And there's also Richard Schulman. And Richard Schulman is our guest musician. And he writes very high music. And he always ends our show. And his website is richheartmusic.com. And you might want to find something from there.
Okay. Very good.
That will help
you. Yeah, because my son-in-law has OCD also, so...
When is his birthday? Like,
let's see. I've got it right in my ephemeris here.
I'm going to tell you, I think that something is going to quiet him down, and it might be... That his illness
birthday is October 5th, 1969.
So he's a Libra.
And he has 19 degrees Scorpio rising.
Well, that's always very difficult to deal with. Anything with a Scorpio moon or Scorpio rising, it happens to be the
I have Scorpio moon, I know.
It happens to be... the worst place in the zodiac. I know Louise Hay used to kid about it because she has a Scorpio moon. But I do feel
it is difficult. Frank,
what do you think after Jupiter goes direct?
The one thing with him is he's in the seventh year of a nine-year cycle. That is higher information coming in.
Okay.
So look for certain information that'll come in to help him. Right now.
Yeah. I've been trying to, there was a book that was on Amazon called Curing Courtney. And it was a book where a woman found these supplements that would help, like, I'm trying to remember what the B vitamins and alpha lipoic acid. And it's found to really help somebody with autoimmune hepatitis. Plus low-dose naltrexone, but that's a prescription thing. And he's not really, he's finally taken the bees and the alpha lipoic, but he was, like, totally against having me suggest anything natural. Yeah. He goes by, you know, the regular established medical doctors.
Cindy, we don't have a lot of time, but see if you can get multi-enzyme and amino acid.
Yep.
That's a rebuilding. Those two will rebuild his system.
Okay.
And it's not going to cost you a lot of money.
Right, I know, and that's the wonderful thing about it.
But the best, and now we do have to go, Cindy, I'm going to say one more thing to you, and then we have to go. You need to play Ardas. Ardas will change the entire atmosphere around you and around you. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
So, Frank, I know that 2019 is going to have some new adjustments in the fall months. I'd like you to tell me what you feel about the weather this summer and early fall and some other 219 changes.
I see, well, I'm right down by the ocean in New Jersey. And I've seen like it was supposed to, it's going to be hot this week, but it's not as hot as it was a week ago. Even though it's the same temperature, it's a little drier. It's changes. I just see it kind of spotty. I'm going to say I feel a little colder in the beginning, maybe the first couple of weeks in August, certain a little more on the, you know, the 82 or 83 temperature. But I do feel it's going to be hot.
Well, it's the mugginess that gets everybody.
Sure, sure.
And I'm going to tell you, we are going to have an early winter. We will have a lot of snow on the East Coast and otherwhere in the country, too, before Thanksgiving. So it's going to be an early winter. I feel it starts to cool down mid-September. But I do feel hot in the middle of the country, in the Midwest. What's going on with that anyway, Frank? The Midwest is really taking a beating more than any area else.
I think it's going through their own cycle. Uh-huh. It's been a very hard cycle the last 3 years. It might continue for another 3 years, but the way the weather, the jet stream has been shifting a bit, we're going to see a lot of hard rain and weather changes for the next 2 or 3 years.
In Alaska, we're having 80 degrees. Yeah. So it's really all over the place. I did say that when we heard last week that Korea had dropped some kind of a explosive device, that there would be an earthquake, and there was one in California. Uranus is very active this week, and it's doing a negative thing. It's squaring a couple of places. So we might have some sudden earthquakes or volcanoes. Did you hear about France and the bicycle ride, the race they have over there, the mudslides that stop the race?
Yes, and we're getting them. And every other day there seems to be a report of mudslides, torrential rains in the different countries. And it's all over, all the changes.
Well, for those of you that listen to my astrology every Monday, I do explain some of it on stargazing. We also have it on tonight, the weekly cosmic tip. It's always our astrology for the week. And I want to say that just expect anything with Uranus going. And there's also going to be some kind of a banking problem. And something's happening with Bitcoins. Frank, do you know anything about Bitcoins?
I'm not sure. I might have heard it because I do read the financial section, but mm-hmm. I'm not sure what that is. Is that another money? Through the internet and blah, blah, blah. What? Not real money, so to speak. But
it's the cyber money.
Yeah, cyber money.
It seems to be getting more and more exclusive, more and more used. And I think it's extremely dangerous. I did a show on it, but I'll be doing another show on it this month in August.
I don't see it really getting going. There's too many kinks in it. There's too many ways. People lost a lot of money with Bitcoin. I think that the computers are just too sophisticated. Somebody knows what they're doing, and they could take it right out.
But also, I think it's going to be used for money laundering and underhanded money, hiding money type of thing. So I think it's dangerous because it will take away our freedom. The minute that money is cashless, we have lost our freedom. And we are in danger of everything being gone, our savings, our 401ks, and everything.
Well, you're going to have to prove that you're working, you're doing and everything, buy the book.
Nobody has. File cabinets and bought new ones. But I hear the millennials don't even have file cabinets, so they never run anything out. They don't think it's important.
No, yeah.
But we're from the older school and we know better.
Yeah.
So Frank, tell us some of the good things that are coming. You said August is going to be a glorious month, and I really think it is, especially with people getting their projects going.
You know what? I was just down. I only live a couple blocks from the boardwalk on the beach, and I was just down there this afternoon, and there was so many different types of families down there. It was just a beautiful mix of cultural heritage down there, and everybody's getting along. It was great to see that. I mean, you know, it's very big mixture of all types of people, a country coming from different countries, and you know, it's been very nice to see that, and it's kind of gives you that feeling that that things aren't that bad, you know, that sure, people can get along.
Healing to be by the ocean, and it's great to see everybody on the beach. I'm sure they're all having fun. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and I want to invite you to call tonight. Frank St. James and I are on, and we're talking about August and Jupiter going direct and what it's going to bring in the next few months. The number to call is 888-627-6008. Now, Frank, I understand you've been doing some house clearing and that you've been working with people on missing objects. Is that right? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I'm not sure what. About what? About
house clearings, your work.
No, I've been working with a lot with, I am a medium. And I did play music for over 50 years professionally. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going back on my artwork, which has changed, and music, and I'm going into sacred sound principles of rhythm, melody, and harmony. And then I'm always trying to improve things. And I was saying, you know, I was looking at when I asked for a favorite song. Like my mother's had her favorite song. I did sing it to her prior to her passing. It made a smile on her face. But I was wondering if people are always wondering if they can get through to loved ones, to if they had a favorite song, to play it. Mm-hmm. Look at their picture and think about them. And
contact you if they can.
Right, and you're talking about how it changes your moods, how it heals. It there's so many different aspects to it, and just the sound of your voice, how people change their voice. And some people can go up and give a speech and people are caught up in it and they just feel that vibration. And then other people, just as astute, could say the same speech and people were just like, when is it going to be over? You know?
Yeah, it's expression and vibration. But yeah. You know, I know about the imprint of the soul, and I know that they hear you when you do say something, even though there is a veil and there seems to be a block between our loved ones and us. When you do extend yourself to communicate with them, they always receive it. Isn't that right, Frank?
They do. They do. And I remember when we were doing our health show up in Pennsylvania, my mother came through so much, and she trying to help a lady with Parkinson's, and my mother passed from Parkinson's, and her favorite song was Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, and I started singing it for a couple nights, and my mother came through so strong. You know,
and very comforting and very soft. That was a beautiful time, and the client that was there, the attendee, just absolutely felt the love. She said it made her stronger and she felt better. I do have a mantra for people because so many people have gone through changes and some of them perceive them as painful. And I thought that people could start saying this mantra for August and see what happens. And it goes like this. I choose love, life, and alignment with God's plan. I choose love, life, and alignment with God's plan. Because everybody is shifting. I could tell you my story. Would you like to hear my story? Frank?
Let's hear it.
You know, I had a sister, Attila the Hun's sister, who passed away a few years ago, and she had done damage to the family, including stealing and selling the family property. I went up to New Hampshire this year to Manchester to see my friend, and I had just been 20 days with Amrita Nandamayi, the hugging saint, and I was working on staff. And I decided on a Saturday that we would go up to the grave. So we went up to the grave, to my parents' grave, and to my cousin Kathy and my grandmother, who is in the first chapter of Unlimited Realities. And I said, we got to go by the house, because I always go by the house. And so we went by the house, and my friend said, oh, my goodness, the house is empty, and it's for sale. So I took a picture on my iPhone of the real estate sign, and I called the lady, and I bought the house. I bought the house, Frank. I can't believe it.
Well, you've been going through so many changes. I think the both of us have, but you've been a little more shifting where you've moved to Texas. A lot of changes. A year ago, a little over a year ago, I had to make a big change. And to move here because my wife was having problems. She is doing better. But it's ever so often, there seems to be those major changes in our life.
This is big. And, this is huge. I felt like I had righted a wrong. I felt like I was in touch with my ancestors, and I felt like I was mending something, and I called all the cousins right away, and they all went crazy. And it's bringing in love, because what we're going to do is spend Thanksgiving together, and people are going to have access to the house, and they can come anytime. And it's really very beautiful. What a feeling! What a wonderful feeling!
It's a beautiful area too. It's I lived up there for a couple years.
I'm right in Concord and Sunapee in the Mink Hills, and it is very beautiful. And I'm only going to be there in the summertime. So in the wintertime, if people ski that are cousins, they'll be able to go and stay there. And it's going to work out very nicely.
Yeah. Oh. Well, like I said, it's all these changes, these forced us into finally making, it forced a lot of people. My readings, showed a lot of people saying, well, I have to move. I lost a loved one. I can't stay here. It's a big house.
I had somebody talking to me about how the job was changing, and they knew the product wasn't up to par the way it used to be, and they knew they had to find another job. So they decided to start right away, which is what I told them.
Yeah.
Right away. Don't wait when you get these signals, because that's when it's going to open up for you. And August is the month when things are going to open up, especially at this new moon. I think it's 8 degrees Leo this time. And the moon in Leo is always powerful, don't you think, Frank?
Oh, it definitely is. And it's in my 10th house of career. So it's going to push. And I'm glad too, because, especially the kind of work we do, especially trying to help people and find better ways of doing it. And, which, you know, we always do. You have some wonderful books for people that they, to help them with too. And,
my favorite is Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, but of course, the one everybody is reading now is Unlimited Realities, because they know that we're making it into a movie, which seems to be a long process, but it's coming along. Anyway, Leo, of course, is the actor, I've got to do it big and I've got to do it the best and I have to be first. But then we have the Aquarian full moon in the middle of the month. I think it's around the 16th. And that's just let it be. Just let it be. Mm-hmm. And they're not affected by anything. They're very laid back. They're our doctors and our scientists and the people that can really see the future more than we can. They're not emotional. And Leo is very emotional and exciting and everything. So watch your life change and then let yourself get Aquarian laid back. I can take this. I can accept this. Learn how to accept and give your love. The fifth house is rules children. So you may have something with your children and it rules your creativity. And Frank, you just said you were starting all these new things. I think it's going to really grow.
Yeah. And it's a self-expression. Mm-hmm. Actors and actresses, you know, look in the mirror sometimes. All right, I'm going to change my hair. I'm going to cut it. I'm going to make it grow. I'm going to put a mustache on for the men. And it's you could be lucky.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely, because Jupiter brings luck, but it also brings the result. For example, I'm writing a book, and I know I'm getting called to do some radio shows again because I'm writing the book. So usually there's an accomplishment and then luck.
Yeah, and Aquarius is taking your career into the public.
Right.
And the more, and we've been hit with so many positive things with Aquarius in this year that we're able to take them into taking us into the public and enjoying it with them.
Brings opportunities. We're going to take a break right now. And this is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. I'm with Frank St. James. To reach Frank, you can call 862-684-1904 if you wanted to book a private reading. And to call in tonight, the number is 888-627-6008. We'll both be right back after this.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of July 29th through August 4th, 2019. We can expect a lot of turbulence and chaos as we walk through the transition from July to August. A general feeling of uneasiness prevails through the Wednesday because Uranus is creating conflicts in the solar system. Monday brings a feeling of uncertainty and uneasiness as Uranus squares the sun. If you can escape from your world on Monday afternoon, it would be wise to do so. Freedom-loving Uranus wants to throw a revolution, probably upsetting the apple cart of your current plans. Step out of your normal routine on Monday and do something that can help you to release tension. Go swimming or out for a sail on the lake. That's a good option. July 31st brings us the second new moon in the month at 9 degrees Leo. Expect the unexpected as Uranus throws in a struggle and upset with love and finances while the emotional moon and loving Venus seek harmony and peace. On one level, this new moon asks you to open your heart, remember the child within, and to practice creative playtime. On another level, earthquake planet Uranus wants you to run off into the unknown, leaving that safe and comfortable environment behind. This conflicting energy is further amplified as Mercury ends his 3-week retrograde cycle on Wednesday. Don't allow the choppy energy to throw you off center. Keep your heart open and be willing to change on a moment's notice. This is the second time this year that Uranus has brought us abrupt changes in the political atmosphere all over the world. Uranus has also brought strong challenges to Venus and the Sun concerning our values, living space, and our own identities and abilities. The best way to handle this uncontrolled, powerful, sudden, and fast electrical energy is to keep your head down, strive to stay on track, meditate for clarity and calmness, and allow the winds of change to swirl around you like the wind and not through you. This new moon in the middle of the week on the last day of July is accompanied by the guardian angel planet Jupiter, which can be very fortunate. Spontaneous activities can be a lot of fun if you are willing to drop your expectations. One suggestion is to connect with your chakras and the deep spiritual part of you within and consciously bring that to the surface in a creative way. The trine of Jupiter and the Sun can lessen the severity of the Uranus chaos. Because the Leo new moon is in a dark time of the month, it's perfect for new beginnings and planting seeds for something inspiring and creative. With passionate Leo as your energy source, the more drama and excitement, the better. The upside is that now that Mercury has moved direct, confusing communication, transportation issues, and computer digital problems will begin to fade away. It's time to establish your new status quo. And from Mark Dodich, the astrologer on BBS Radio, Let's Find Out, on a quarterly basis, has sent us the August preview. Mercury has just ended his retrograde cycle, so life will begin to slowly move forward. Jupiter, which has been retrograde since mid-April, turns direct on August 11th. This helps you to start moving in expansive directions, but it will really be October before the momentum builds and everything begins to bring you returns. This is because the other two planets that will be in the triple alignment in Capricorn in January of 2020, Saturn and Pluto, will not be moving forward until late September and early October. There is a mixture of work and play in August, so be sure to vacation, relax, and enjoy when you can. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now, let's get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. The Chakras in Your Body is a meditation file created by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman way back in the year of 1993. Elizabeth Joyce considers this some of the best work she's ever done. Walk the spiritual pathway by opening all of your 7 body chakras. There are 2 tracks totaling over 1 hour of information. Track A contains the information to help you understand the chakras, and track B is a 25-minute guided meditation to open your heart center. It is extremely powerful, and within 120 days, your third eye should begin to open. You can get this MP3 file on Elizabeth's website, new-visions.com. You download it, you listen on your computer or smartphone or digital music player. Again, if you want to set up a very good and powerful meditation practice on a daily basis, the Chakras in Your Body is the MP3 file for you. It's an audio file, a guided meditation with beautiful music by Richard Shulman. Begin your meditation practice now and grow into the joy, knowledge, and inspiration that this practice will bring to you. Again, you can order it at the website, new-visions.com. Go to Spiritual Products. Thank you. Healing Depression the Natural Way, an MP3 audio file by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman, is set to the backdrop of New Age melodies. Elizabeth Joyce relays a holistic and positive approach that deals with depression. The information introduced on the first side describes depression as the common cold of the mind that can affect anyone. Elizabeth shows us that no one, absolutely no one, is immune from a bout with depression. Where depression comes from, signs of its presence, and how to cope with it in a natural way are revealed in this simple guided meditation. This meditation, combined with the music from Richard Shulman, lists guilt and shame, allowing your unique personal insights to shine through, which will strengthen your self-esteem. This meditation has helped hundreds of people move out of their depression and into the light. You can order it at new-visions.com under Spiritual Products. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com.
Station 1.
If Internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live Internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night
at 10 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Pacific.
If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial
888-627-6008.
Again, that's
888-627-6008.
In the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Good night. stars tonight. Will you take me high and far tonight, sweet moonlight? Oh, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window. Will you take me to my dreams tonight?
And that was William Vitalis reminding us that we are having a new moon this Wednesday, I believe. And that it is the 31st, is the second new moon of the month. So it's a blue new moon and your dreams will come true. So why don't you, first of all, wash your crystals in sea salt, put them in a window, a sunny window for about 3 hours, and then put your thoughts into the crystal of that which you would like to manifest in August. And say the little mantra that we're saying tonight. I choose love, life, and alignment with God's plan, and see everything happening that you would like to have come into your life. Take the time to do that. Should take about 20 minutes or so. And Frank St. James is here with me. If you want to call in and ask a question, we still have a little bit more time. And the question number would be, oh, I lost it here. 888-627-6008. And so I just want to say that, Frank, are you there?
Yes, I am.
you're on again on the 11th of August, and that's the night that Jupiter goes direct. So we should have a real smacking bang-up show that night, don't you think?
Oh, that should be great. That should be that energy is going to flow. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it really is. So, what would you like to say closing tonight?
I would like to say, when you're doing a prayer or a meditation, I know I've talked about this before in other programs, a simple meditation, you take a deep breath, you fill up your stomach first, you try to hold it for, don't hold it too long, count to yourself, and when you, let's say you count up to four, and then when you let your breath out, go 4, 3, 2, 1, breathe normal. The next one, hold it. And when you release it, when you release it going down, you picture any aggravation or tension flowing from your shoulders, going into the air away from you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you reach the third one, and this could be a prayer if you're praying, and you have a sick, somebody that's sick, they could be laying in bed, it doesn't matter. You picture them walking around doing normal things. Always picture them walking around and doing normal things. And even if they'll actually feel better because you're sending positive energy to this person. So that's my feeling.
Beautiful. And of course, that's the Edgar Cayce way of training. I love it. You just take a deep breath, count to four, release the breath, count to four. And I learned when I was with the Hugging Saint to start feeling your body relax, Frank, starting at the head, down the neck, down the shoulders. Maybe take about 6 deep breaths to get your body relaxed first and then do the visualization exercise. And always see yourself completing that which you want to do. Say that you're there and you will be there. It's really interesting. We do have someone calling, Frank, a Diana from Montana, and her birthday is July 15th. Hello, Diana. Happy birthday.
Oh, thanks a lot.
What is your question tonight for Frank?
Is there anything I should know, just kind of general?
Ask a pointed question. You'll get an answer, Diana.
Oh, okay. I just I just left a relationship, and I met a new guy, and just wondered, is there anything to it?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you are in a year of change, so make sure that you get rid of things that haven't worked for you. Don't fall back get rid of the, like I said, get rid of the negative things and try not to fall back and do repeat them. You're going into a six, which is really good for you. This is an earthier energy. It'll help you to keep calm. It's good for working through relationships. It'll keep your feet on the ground. And it represents romance also. So this is a good time for you to get in and, you know, and listen. Make sure you listen to that person. And you won't make the uh-huh. same mistakes or put yourself into a vulnerable spot for yourself.
Now, Diana, do you know his birthday?
I don't. I think he's a Leo, though.
What's his first name?
August. Paul.
Ralph?
He introduced himself as Paul. Paul.
Okay. So I want to say be careful. I want to say that you're just coming out of a relationship, but I feel with this relationship that it's something from out of your past, that he's coming in, number one, to comfort you because you really do need it. You left a very difficult relationship and it took you a while. But he's coming from something out of your past, so it could be a past life. Either Frank or I could determine that if we could put both charts together. We would do that offline, of course. I know that it's time for me to tell you to enjoy it and have a great time. Don't look to get hooked up again, Diana. Look for your freedom. You're just getting your freedom. And now you have some loving and caring as well. So enjoy it and let it be. Because when you let it be, that's when things manifest. Right, Frank?
That's right. And you're in a perfect time zone. Believe me, you are. You're in a year of change. And you're going into a good, solid earth year. The sixth year really does spur long-term love relationships.
And
I keep telling you, just listen. Don't say a lot about yourself. You don't have to.
Have patience. Diana, I don't think you really do want to hook up again. I think you just want some kind of security and nurturing, and you are getting that. So go slow. Nothing has to be finalized. Can you enjoy it?
Yes. I do kind of just want to be on my own.
Yes, you do. So just have a good time when you're with him and speak from your heart. Always speak from your heart. And if there's a night that he asks you out and you don't want to be with him, it's okay to say, I'm busy tonight. Let's make it 2 days from now. When you are turning somebody down that you care about, always make that second date. Always say, I can't do it tonight, but how about next Saturday? Or whenever you're free again. Okay?
We haven't even had a date yet. I've already turned him down 3 times.
Why are you afraid?
I've just been busy and...
No, it's not fair. It's not fair for you to call and ask if somebody's going to come to this and then turn around and turn him down. You have to be able to take a chance. You have to get into this relationship as 50% of it. So you say yes next time. Do that for me, okay, Diana? You won't be sorry.
Okay.
And believe me, I know men.
Yeah.
And like I said, don't go back. Don't fall back. And don't say a lot. Let him talk.
Okay.
Yeah, because you don't like it if you talk about them.
Yeah. You're in
Frank,
a good spot. You're in a better spot, believe me.
So,
I am, yes. Right. Can I ask how you get the numerology? Because I do numerology, and I thought I was in a year of 7.
No. Your month, your day, and the year. The year is works out to a 1, and you add that right, on, and so you got 7 and 7, which is 14, and it, you break that down, it's a 5.
Uh-huh.
So you're in the, you're actually in a better position to make those changes right now.
Okay. Well, if I am in a 5, that's true. Yep.
Yeah.
And I have a 5 life path, so I like adventure.
That's great. I love adventure.
Yes. Yep, me too. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
This is Elizabeth Joyce. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Frank?
Yes.
Now, can I ask a question? I'm the board op here, and I just wanted to ask a question if I could, because I love your knowledge, both of you. Would that be all right?
I can't hear you. What did you say?
I said I'd love to ask you a question, if that's okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
I lost it for 5 minutes. I don't know why, but go ahead.
I'm glad you joined us back. yeah, Frank was just finishing off with Diana, giving her what she needed.
Yeah, please ask your question.
Well, like my birthday is 12, 18, mm-hmm. 1968, right? And that adds up to, I don't know,
the 3?
Yeah.
And we're 3 years, so you're in a 6 year.
Well, 12, 18, a 3, a 9, and 1968, that adds up to a 6.
No, so I'm three, adding, nine, I'm a six. Adding to 2019.
Well, I'm going just to change a year. You give me, it is the change year is the 19th. Which comes down to a 1, and you got, so you're in a 4, actually. You're in a good putting together year, especially what you went through.
Interesting.
You're moving into the 5th year, but right now you're in the 4th.
Interesting that you say that, because people, I've heard that people, like, they get that number from the entire year string, right? Like,
12,
18, 19, 68, right? Which would be 3 plus 9 plus 24, which would be...
It's a 9, you're a 9.
It's a 9, right?
And you are. According to my way of doing it, you are a 9.
That's what I was curious about. Because
I'm going to tell you about a 9 year. I can do it in one sentence. A 9 year, you have to come to God. You either gain a lot and lose everything, and you have to come to God. And that is the whole, my twin was a 9.
Right.
I've known some wonderful teachers that have been a 9. I think Louise Hay was a 9. So that's what it's about. It's about spiritual awakening and getting the top level.
I love you. That's what I've always actually felt. I think you have to walk the spiritual walk and you have to figure it out. And that's really through a lot of love and a lot of gratitude. Yeah.
And Don, people in a 9 year, and you should tell this to Doug, have to have the tests. They have waves of bliss and waves of trial and error and waves of losses until they're on their knees, and then everything smooths out and goes fine.
Right.
If you're talking about just the year to year, right now you're in a 4. If you're talking about your whole birth sign, then it does come out to 9.
Yeah.
I mean, your whole birth number.
Doing the birth sign, Frank. That's what we were doing.
I got you. Okay, I got you. And if you're just doing the year.
And the 4 year gives you a new home. I'm in a 4 year. That's probably why we get along, Don. I'm in a 4 year. Give me 2 new homes.
Yeah. Well, the 4th year is a good, solid, negotiating, practical, trying to put things together and not going off on a tangent. And the 5 comes in. Usually, they say 6 months before the end of the year. You'll feel the energy coming in. Well, next year.
Or after Jupiter changes signs, you'll feel it. And when it goes to Capricorn.
So you'll make adjustments with the five. You'll get rid of what is not working. But the four will stay with you for a while. So
you're still going to California and come
Thank
to
you.
Austin.
Thank you.
To get rid of that which you no longer need.
Absolutely. I totally am with you.
It's a building block. It's a building block.
What happened to me? I left a 20-year relationship on a whim, and I moved down here. Then I go on vacation and wind up buying my grandmother's house that my grandfather built. Mm. What's not to like?
Hey, did you feel the energy from your grandmother?
I did. When I went to the grave, I felt it from everybody. And my girlfriend did, too. And we were standing there wondering what was going on. And, of course, 20 minutes later, I was calling the realtor. It was really pretty funny.
Oh.
You got the
nudge you needed.
So we're doing what? The end of the show?
Yeah, I think it's over. Isn't it?
No, it's still going, I'm sure. Are we on the meditation, Don? Where are we?
Oh, yeah. We're still live. Your audience can still call in if they like. If you want to, real quickly. We don't have much time. Elizabeth is closing.
Let me say goodnight. I'll say goodnight to everybody.
Oh, okay. Well, no more call-ins, I guess, folks. She missed the opportunity, but she's here every week, thank heavens.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Tonight we've had the honor of having Frank St. James as our guest. And remember, he's going to be back on August 11th, and that's when Jupiter goes direct. So we'll have some wonderful questions for you. And next week I will be teaching again on August 4th. And people have asked me to talk about money and the situation with the government. So I will try to do the best I can next week. And now we're getting ready for our meditation. And we have Water by William Vitalis. And then we're going to enhancing our senses, because last time I did my teaching, I talked about connecting up to your higher energies and going from that. And of course, we have the wonderful Richard Shulman, and he tonight is playing Forgiveness. It's pretty long, but it's worth listening to because it really touches the strings of your heart. So thank you for listening to Let's Find Out, and always on BBS Radio, and good night.
Water, it's known by many names, the Muslim call it the Hindu call it Pani, the Christian call it water, but to the cloud it's all the same. Sister Water, so humble and pure, I would cry too if I was a cloud. I would cry long and I would cry loud if I could wash away the world, if I could wash away the world, if I could wash away the wars over the world, if I could fill the rivers up. Because we all drink from the same cup, it's known by many names. But to our hearts, it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it honey. Oh,
This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out, and now it's time for our meditation. Tonight our meditation is igniting your soul or reconnecting with your blessed higher self. I invite you to simply relax and to be in the connection of your divine presence. When you do, you can remember that this moment, this life experience, is an expression of your mastery. Therefore, how could it be any better than it is? Take a deep breath and relax as the smile of the universe and all that is within it arises naturally to call you from the perception of anything that is less than that. Allow yourself to relax and connect with your beingness and to reclaim the illuminated mastery of your blessed higher self. Be ready to express and illuminate as the mind relaxes and the heart of illumination begins to open in that beautiful gold amber light. When the heart center opens and connects with the 10th chakra, the new heart center, the birth of true illumination and mastery anchors into form as you connect with who you truly are and are shown through the divine what your mission is and what you're to do next. Some people travel the path of denial. They deny the senses to discover their own mastery. But that's just one journey. As a master in form, by loving all of the senses rather than seeking to deny and destroy them, your divine nature, your true self, will anchor in unconditional love. All challenges during your experience of form are active practices of mastery. This is your destiny. This is your yoga. This is your self-ascension. To remember the truth of your divine nature
as a part of the journey of your form and your soul acting through and walking through this lifetime. It's time for the moment of mastery ignition through the expansion of your senses. Relax. Take a deep breath. Breathe into the senses of appreciation and harness their gifts while discovering your mastery within them. Let's talk more and explore more our soul traveling through the senses, the sense of touch. To touch offers a feeling. Touch your skin. Touch your cheek as you receive this gift of inner connection. Take a deep breath. Touch your hands. Put them together and notice how you feel. Do you feel your skin? Do you feel your pulsing energy? Are you focused on a lump or a bump? Are you focused on dry or soft or rough? Or are you focused on experiencing the touch? Allow yourself to focus on touching. As you reach out your hand, are you the child seeking to experience touch? Or are you closed to touch? What is it that you truly want to touch? What is it that you have allowed yourself to touch? Now, gently bring your hands to your heart center and touch your heart center. You may want to close your eyes and feel the touch. And as you close your eyes, allow it to ignite another sense. In this moment, experience touch. Touch the divine heart energy as the energy from the 10th chakra flows down in the amber light into the 4th chakra, your heart center. Take a deep breath. Feel. The next sense is to feel. This is beyond emotional feeling. It is the experience of touch that ignites the feeling. It is why we begin with touch. When you are cradled as a newborn, you experience touch. You experience energy. You feel as you ignite your feelings. Having experienced the touch of the soul, you ignite feelings that are outside of the density and emotional overlays. To honestly feel is to learn how to touch, and to lovingly touch is to ignite your honest feelings. When a baby cries and a stranger picks up the baby, it continues to cry. When a baby cries and the mother picks up the baby, it quiets down and snuggles into the softness of her arms. Once you ignite your feelings, you begin to see. It is through this experience that you remember, honor, and joyfully understand that vision has nothing to do with your physical eyes. To see is another sense. What is the sense of vision that allows us to see? Many of you are already aware that when you close your eyes, your greatest vision arises. As you begin with the touch of the soul and to ignite the greater depth of feelings, the freedom of true visions comes forth through your third eye. It is the limitless recognition and experience of reclaiming your mastery as one of the many gifts of your life experiences. It can take you into other realms. It can take you into other parts of the earth. It can help you with remote viewing. And it can help you to understand the heart of others around you. Then you begin to hear. This is another feeling, another sense, and this gift comes as your mastery opens and blooms. Hearing connects us with the infinite hum of the universe, with that wonderful vibration that travels through your heart. The energy of hearing sustains your divine illumination, and hearing can call forth your greatest wisdom, because when your hearing opens, you can listen to your blessed higher self's messages, and you can call in your angels and your guides and listen to them as well. The next sense is taste. When you're on the edge of your mastery, then you taste the sweet breath of the world that you are co-creating. Relax, take a deep breath, and receive the taste of the breath. Receive the nectar of the guards. Just one taste. Taste and see. Taste and see, and dwell in me. Once you have tasted the breath, the recognition of that taste is fulfillment of nourishment, and it re-enters the soul as divine spaciousness ignites and you grow. You once more discover the eternal master that you are and have always been, and you were invited to ignite yourself again. It is said that the Buddha sat under the Bodhi tree for 6 months without food or water. He was tasting. He was living on the nectar of the gods. That invisible food that dwells within all of us that is so nourishing, something that we must have to continue our path of light, love, centeredness, balance, and fulfillment. Let's remember how the senses are a gift and they ignite you. And let's consider all this for a moment, because we're going to begin to stir the senses, putting them all together. Touch, feeling, seeing, hearing, and taste. In your world, touch is usually feared. There is appropriate touch and inappropriate touch. How do I touch? Who do I touch? What do I touch? And when? As you touch, there can be judgment. Was that touch okay? Should I have touched you at all? What did that touch do? What feelings came forward from that touch? Can you see the difference? It is this discernment that ignites your mastery and expands beingness and releases that which seeks to prevent expanded recognition of your divine. The mind of density, which wants to be in control, relaxes as you claim your mastery of all of the senses. When using your vision, it's controlled by the brain, and you usually see with judgment. I see this is good. I see this is not good. This I see is beautiful, and this I see is not so beautiful. When you taste without recognition of the fragrance of the breath, then you taste for taste's sake. You seek more and more taste to cover the taste of harmony. The fragrance and taste of the breath illuminate the physical body, and the enlightened physical form enjoys the taste of physical lightness. When judgment enters this experience, the senses become your judge. When the senses become your judge, the soul sits patiently waiting for you to allow it to touch you again. We are touched soul to soul through other people. When we are touched by another person's soul, there is no separateness. There is no you and me. There is only us. Are you ready to touch your soul? Can you touch your soul?
When you touch your soul, you free yourself from judgment of the senses that bind you. This special touch invites you to ignite, and through the energy of your heart, the wisdom keeper of your universal mastery appears. And that's when you can sit and feel and taste and listen and hear. You are here on earth now because you are practicing mastery. With that sentence, you are being told that you are already a master. You are in the mastery school, and now you are in your expression of mastery. How do your senses experience this as a part of your gift? Take a deep breath and feel your cellular recognition as you are touching yourself or another. Celebrate your senses as you touch your soul energy from within. Feel this energy between yourself and others. See with the clarity of the universe. Hear the hum of universal life through you, and the taste of the breath and the taste of the nectar. When you feel as if you are experiencing chaos, consider how you experience it. Are you navigating chaos through the senses of the soul or the senses of density? Your world experience is conspiring to lift you into the energy of an ascended presence as you restore your sense of the soul. You now have the opportunity to practice this often if you choose. Take a deep breath. Within the recognition of the energy of the soul and of the senses, you are invited to step into your mastery without a doubt. Here, you will discover the world that has been waiting, the world that has never left you, and the world that has always been. True ascension, a new energy of light and love, with no judgment, no recrimination, only the beauty of sharing oneness and wholeness. Breathe, and with you, feel everyone else breathe at the same time. Breathe as you touch, breathe as you feel, breathe as you see, breathe as you hear, and taste the nectar, taste the breath. This is glorious and profound, and you are truly in touch with yourself. You were in touch with others, and you have released all judgments. Celebrate that. Celebrate the removal of fear, the removal of doubt, as you walk your path to the glory and beauty of the light of freedom, the light of balance, and the light of wholeness. Take a deep breath. Meld into the sounds of Ardas. Prayer beyond prayer. As you are cleared of any and all reservations and hesitations.